Good morning. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. Topping our farm news this morning, it's now official. After months of being non-committal, the Air Force says it does not like the Fufang fertilizer project in Grand Forks, this close to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. North Dakota U.S. Senator John Hoeven.
The Air Force makes very clear in their letter that the Fufang project represents a national security risk due to proximity to the Grand Forks Air Force Base. So instead of working with Fufang, the city, all of us should work together, as we've recommended, to find an American company for their ag park.
A Chinese food manufacturer recently purchased 370 acres of land to construct a wet corn milling plant 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base. Our nation Tuesday announced it is seeking a second dispute resolution panel under U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to challenge Canada's dairy tariff rate quota allocation policy.
In a statement issued Tuesday, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said our country is challenging Canada's revised TRQ allocation measure for dairy, measures that impose new conditions prohibiting the U.S. from utilizing these allocations for exports. This latest resolution request comes over a year after a USMCA panel sided with our nation's challenge of Canadian dairy TRQ allocations, as explained by Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at the time.
I think we were essentially saying, you've got to go beyond the traditional processors. You've got to provide us more market opportunity here.
The secretary reiterated Tuesday via press release that desire for greater U.S. dairy export opportunity into Canada through that nation honoring USMCA commitments.
And it's also now official. USDA's semi-annual cattle report shows declining inventories. Farm Bureau's economist Burt Nelson.
All cattle and calves in the United States on January 1 were estimated at 89.3 million head. This was 3% lower than this time in 2022. And this is the lowest inventory since USDA's 88.2 million estimate in 2014. The calf crop came in at 34.5 million. This is down 2% from last year. The calf crop is really important because it kind of sets the tone for what supplies will be like.
Nelson says the futures market indicates supplies will tighten through the year.
If you look at August or October feeder cattle, for example, we're seeing prices really jump. And as we look at those, that futures market is really telling us that these cattle supplies will become more important as we get into the later deferred months. So taking that into consideration, that really gives us a feel for the fact that we're tight on cattle supplies this year.
Farm Bureau economist Burt Nelson. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr. This is Inside Agriculture. Taking a break for the markets. We'll be right back.